الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا بكم أهلا وسهلا We welcome you again to the episode or to the topic Priceless Diamonds. In the previous topic now, we have come to the second phase of our topic in discussion by trying to listen the importance of time in the ahadith literature. Wherein now we shall quote the ahadith, different ahadith, to see the importance of time in the tongue of none other than the best of the creation, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read it from the creator, he himself, the creator of time. Upon listening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of time himself, we switched on now to the one, to the best explainer, none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one explained better than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are now in the second episode. Inshallah, we'll have to continue from there. Now, Barakallahu fikum, it is mentioned by a poet that Jami'ul Masalihi, the good, all the good, the root of all the good, tansha'u min al-waqti, it comes from time itself. The root of everything, the root of every good thing, it is coming from time itself. You know, money, it is, you cannot compare money to time. If it is, you say money to time, that is foolishness of highest order. Why? Because somebody, if you give you time, you pay him money. The money itself it is used only, just only to be a token of appreciation. Let's say somebody is working from 7 to 8, that money which you give him, it's not that you are paying him for the time. It is only the token of appreciation. The time which he gives you, is you cannot pay anything. So that is why it is being said here beautifully that all the good, tansha'u min al-waqati, it comes from the time. فَمَنْ أَضَاعَهُ So the one who wastes the time. لَمْ يُدْرِكُهُ أَبَدًا You won't reach it ever, ever, if you lose the time. You won't read ever, ever. قال الشافعي رحمة الله تعالى عليه Imam Shafi'i رحمة الله تعالى عليه said, I was in the presence of the Sufi, the real learned Sufi, فلم أستفد منهم سوى حرفين, and I benefited from the Sufi two lines, two golden poems. Two golden points I did benefit from them. Number one, ahaduhuma qawluhum. The first one is that they used to teach me, al-waqtu saif. Time is like a sword. If you don't know how to cut with it properly, it is going to cut you. It is like a sword. For those warriors who go to fight, who go to battlefield using the sword, they understand this nicely. That if you don't play nicely with the sword itself is going to play nicely with you. If you don't play nicely with the sword, then the sword itself is going to play nicely with you. What it means that it will cut you. So really, if you don't play nicely with time, time itself is going to play nicely with you. You end up landing in the place of regret, none other than hellfire. Nafsuka, your nafs, in shagaltaha bilhaqqi illa shagalatka bilbatil. If you don't put your nafs busy with good things, the nafs itself is going to put you busy with bad things. If you cannot make your nafs busy with a good thing, the nafs is going to make you busy with bad things. فَالْوَقْتُ الْإِنسَانُ هُوَ أُمْرُهُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ So as we said that the time of a human being, it is his, really its life. وَمَادَّةُ حَيَاتِهِ It is the root, the soul of his life. It can be imma. إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ It can take you to Jannah, your time. وَإِمَّا إِلَى النَّارِ Or it can take you to hellfire, if you don't use it nicely. Time itself, it moves more faster than lightning itself. It can move more faster than clouds, than wind, than lightning itself. So whatever time you invest in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, that is your golden time. That is a time whereby, which we say that your time is going to be very present in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ لَيْسَ مَحْسُوبًا مِنَ حَيَاتِهِ وَإِنْ عَاشَ فِيهِ طَوِيلًا. And if you don't give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his time, then you are timeless in the dunya. The only time which is going to say that so and so have got time in the dunya, it is when he is busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are busy with the dunya, then you know that you don't have time at all. The real time, it is the time which we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ يَعِيشُ عَيْشَ الْبَهَائِمِ. Otherwise you live a life like the life of the animals. If in this dunya you're finishing your time following your vain desires, following your lust, following this and that, then you must know that you are staying this dunya more worse than the animal. And your time is wasted in frivolity. Now, in your life, if you're doing the salah and you're doing the thing to please Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, then you know that your time, it is yours. Otherwise, there is no time for you. And this time which we spend in salah and time which we spend in doing other things, that is the time whereby it is regarded as your time. Otherwise, you don't have time at all. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us also from among the people who do and who use their time. Now, from also the, we've got Hirsu Salafi ala Kasb al Waqti, the pious predecessors, our Awliya il Kiram, the Tabi'in, how they used to spend their time. They were more very zealous with their time. They used to spend their time in trying to derive, you know, to squeeze it like how we squeeze our lemon juice and try to put it into practice. وَقَدْ كَانَ سَلَفُ صَالِحُ وَمَنْ سَارَ عَلَى نَهَجِهِمْ مِنَ الْخَلَفِ. That those from among us, our pious predecessors, they used to try to benefit from their time, and also the people who followed them, and from our generation who are just following exactly, they used to be zealous with their time. أَحْرَسَ النَّاسَ عَلَى كَسْبِ الْوَقْتِ. They were very greedy with their time, like how we are greedy with our money. سَوَاءٌ فِي ذَلِكَ عَالِمُهُمْ وَعَابِدُهُمْ. Whether you take an example of any one of them, whether he's a scholar, or you just take an ordinary worshipper, you find that all of them, they used to be, to use their time fruitful in this dunya. فَقَدْ كَانُوا يُسَابِقُونَ سَاعَاتٍ. And they used to compete with one another in doing good. They used to, to compete one another to do good. And they used to compete also with the moving of time, that when time is moving, they compete with it and try to use something very, very, and to bring something also beneficial, which will benefit them. They also used to make sure that time does not go without nothing. With time must go, and it's a production by time when it is moving, it must go with something, not with nothing. So they make sure that each and every minute is getting something. Each and every second when it goes to Allah, it goes getting something. Each and every minute when it goes to Allah, it goes getting something. Each and every second, and every hour when it goes to Allah, it is getting something. They used to like that. Now let us now try to listen to the lives of these people whom we are talking about, the Khairul Qurun Tabi'in. Now let us try to see how they used to spend their time. Nuqila, it is being quoted on the authority of Amir ibn Abdul Qais, yani he was a Tabi'in, yani he was from the Zuhad. The Zuhad, these are people of Zuhud, yani people who used to do Zuhud in the dunya. Anna rajulan qala lahu, that one day a man came to him and he said to him, kallimni, speak with me, chat with me. Nowadays we say like that, chat with me, speak with me. فَقَالَ لَهُ, then he said to him, yani, who said to him? Amir bin Abdul Qais, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said to him, أَمْسِكْ شَمْسْ, hold the sun so that I can speak to you. Yani, I don't have, if the sun is moving, I don't have time for any funny tricks, any useless things. You're saying that I must speak to you, I must chat with you. Okay, just hold for me the sun. When you hold the sun, then I'll speak to you. Just see how serious they were. Yani, أَوْقِفْ لِي شَمْسَ وَحْسِبْهَا أَنِ الْمَسِيرِ حَتَّى أُكَلِّمُكَ. If you want me to talk to you, hold this sun, put it on a break, then I'll speak to you. Because he knows that when the time is moving, he does not come back to your life. Each and every second, he knows that he's filling that second with, it's a container. A second is a container whereby you fill it with something. So try to make sure that you are filling with something which will make you to be happy. Now, that was the heart-touching story of Amir bin Abdul Qais, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the first story. Now we're going to listen to the second one. Now this one is from none other than Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala sahibul jaleel, a noble sahaba, yani sahibul jaleel, it means a noble sahaba, is such a noble sahaba, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah the son of Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, ma nadimtu ala shay'in nadami ala yawmin gharabat shamsuhu naqasa fihi ajali walam yazid fi amali. He said, ma nadimtu, I never regretted, ala shay'in, upon anything in this dunya, like how I regret ala yawmin, upon a day, gharabat, which set, shamsuhu, its sun, the day it start and the sun is going to set, naqasa fihi ajali, knowing well that when the sun is setting, my life is setting also. Whenever the sun set, my life is setting, it is finishing, yani. Walam yazid fihi amali, and nothing which I have increased for my good deeds. The sun is appearing and the sun is setting, and no any good deeds which I have increased. That will make me to get sad. This must send shiva unto us. The first narration we heard from Amir bin Abdul Qais, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we heard about what he said. That if you want to talk to me, stop the sun, then I'll talk to you. I don't have time for you. If you've got the control of the sun, I will give you my time. If the sun is going, so I don't have, you know, nowadays, you know, it's rampant upon the youth. We have got time for the world, and we don't have time for Allah. We are talking to each and everybody, and we're not talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second one from this one, none other than Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let us try to learn from it. He said that I never regret upon this dunya. Our regrets of this dunya, we regret when the rand is fluctuating, the dollar is fluctuating, the euro is fluctuating, the rupee is fluctuating, the dinar is fluctuating, the dinar is fluctuating. We tend to regret when the pound is fluctuating. But actually, look at how the regret of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He does not regret about the dollar, the pound, the euro, the what? He regrets upon a day which when the sun rises and the sun set, knowing that it is the life of a human being which is finishing, and he does so with negligence. He regrets that day. A day which goes without him doing anything. This is the regret of none other than Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. This man does not need any introduction. He's from among the pious people whom his name is going to be mentioned, Jailun Fajaila, generation after generation. None other than the good Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he became a Khalifa on a later stage. He said, inna layla, O son of Adam, verily the night, wa nahar, and the day, ya amalani fika, they are waiting for you. The night and the day, they are waiting for you, O son of Adam, can't you see? Fa'amal fihima, so waking them. Look how heart-touching it is. Ibn Adam, the night, the day, it's waiting for you, O son of Adam. Anta, now you son of Adam, fa'amal fihima, so waking to them. Waking them. Waqala Hasan al-Basri. Now look how the quotations are just coming from all angles. We heard from Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We heard the cry, the regret of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. Now we are hearing from the Imam of Basra, the Imam of Basra, none other than Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said, innama anta ayyam, you are nothing except days. Fa'idha dhahaba yawm, if a day is gone, dhahaba ba'aduka, then your life is going. Hamad bin Salama, he said, qala hafidhu al-dhahabi, Al-Hafidh al-Dhahabi, he has got a book called Tadhkira al-Huffaz. That is the book which does not need any introduction to the students of Ahadith, whereby in Tadhkira al-Huffaz, the names, yani, this ilm al-Rijal about, yani, the Ahadith, the criticism of studying the narrators and, you know, compiling these people who narrate the Ahadith and putting it together. It's a very good book, Tadhkira al-Huffaz. It is a book of biographies of the illuminaries, yani, the scholars. في ترجمة الإمام محدث حماد بن سلمة البصري, when he was giving the ترجمة, the biograph of Imam Muhammad bin Salama, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of his students, he said that he divided his time in only salah and his well-being. Imma his well-being and only in salah. It is also reported that, you know, he's such a person that he was fortunate enough to die in his salah. Why? Because all his time he used to make it in ibadah. You know what? If your time is in ibadah, the possibility that you die in ibadah is very, very high. Because you'll be doing ibadah all 24/7. Now, some of us, why we die doing wrong thing is that our time is rotated. Sometimes we do good and sometimes we do evil. Sometimes we do good, sometimes evil. And the maut is such a visitor which does not knock, which does not need what you call this, an appointment. It can come to any time. If it comes to a time where you're doing evil, then that will be your conclusion. If it comes also as well at the time which you do good deeds, then that is also a good ending. So, like this man, Hamad bin Salma, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was always seen being busy with good deeds. Like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, min husni islami al-mar'i tarukuhu ma la ya'anihi, that from the beauty of Islam, it will make somebody to leave those things which does not matter, to leave those things which does not concern him. We need to only to try to understand and try to follow our scholars and try to follow the tabi'in and the tabi'in and the sahaba, the noble jail of us. This is where we have got to take it, and this is where we've got to proceed. So we just want to condense and to digest with this, whatever we were learning. We heard about this first story, whereby we heard about how the other Sahaba and the other Tabi'in and the Tabi'in themselves, they used to conduct their life. We need to follow like this heart touching one which we heard just now of from Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whereby he said that, Ya bin Adam, O son of Adam, alayl, the night itself, the whole night itself, Ibn Adam, wan nahar, and the day itself, yani from morning, afternoon, up to night, the whole day itself. And then the night from Asr, Maghrib, Isha, up to Fajr, the whole night itself, ya amalani fika, the day and the night, they are waiting for you, O son of Adam. I'mal fihima, try to wake into them. And we heard from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name is now painted in the history because he's such a man who used to be mindful of his time. What did he say? We heard that in this dars of today, that he himself, he said like that, I never regretted in anything of this dunya. Like how I regret upon a day which finished that day and without him doing something which is fruitful for the hereafter. But for us, most of our time we are only mindful, and our regrets are not for nowadays. Our regrets are not for the hereafter, our regrets are for the dunya. We regret for the dunya too much. We are not regretting for the hereafter. Just look at their fikr. And we had also Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We just now try to reach a conclusion and to condense whatever we listened unto. We heard that, what did he say? He said that he was in the companions of the Sufi Saab. He stayed with them and he benefited these two lines. Number one, that time itself is like a sword. If you don't use it properly, the time itself is going to cut you. The time itself, it is going to break you. Like we say, we kill time. Actually, it is the time which is killing us, not us we killing time. It is the time which is finishing us. So, in conclusion, let us now try to take our madani kam seriously. These are the things which we just have got to invest our time in. Imma, whether you are reciting your Quran, you are doing your salah, you are doing nikike da'wa, you are reading dars, you are reading the tafsir of the Holy Quran, you are in things which are fruitful. If you don't do things which are fruitful, verily, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said it beautifully, your day is wasted in the dunya. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Time is one of the most precious things. Let's not waste the time. not with the time.